Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Deborah Turkheimer, and I'm the author of Credible: Why We Doubt Accusers and Protect Abusers.
So let's talk about the reversal in New York of the Harvey Weinstein conviction. And first of all, what do you make of that?
Well, it's a big disappointment, I know, to many who see this conviction as such a watershed event in the Me Too movement. And I don't want to take anything away from that reaction. And at the same time, I think this was a very close question of evidence law, and the divided court opinion reflects that. So in the end, I think these prosecutions are very difficult, and we're seeing one sign of that.
Do you think this is going to have a freezing effect, I suppose, on women who may want to come forward in other cases, because they'll look at this and think, well, you know, these women went ahead, they got the courage up, they testified, and then at the end of the day, the case gets overturned?
I think it can have that effect. The criminal justice system is known for being very much not receptive to allegations of sexual assault, particularly when it comes to non-stranger assault. And the Weinstein conviction was heralded as kind of a sign of progress, a mark of change, and a new era in sex crimes prosecutions. So for many onlookers, I do think that this is discouraging. And yet at the same time, I don't think that this movement is going away. I don't think that there's going to be a backing down or any less willingness for people to come forward with their allegations, whether it's to law enforcement officers or in other venues. We're going to continue to move forward, I think, in this movement.
Lastly, why do you think, since you mentioned it, there has been such, if not hostility, perhaps, I don't know what word you want to use, on the part of courts to these kinds of cases? There are certainly many, many more women on the court now than there were, say, 20, 25 years ago. Is that still the case?
Well, the problem is not simply with courts, with judges, but, you know, at every stage of the process, you've got people judging credibility. Law enforcement officer, the police officer taking the report, the prosecutor deciding whether to go forward, the trial judge making evidentiary rulings, and then, of course, the jurors. And because historically and still today, we don't judge the credibility of accusers particularly well or fairly, the system's response to these kinds of allegations has really been off, and the deck continues to be stacked against people coming forward with these types of accusations.
Okay, Deborah, thank you very much. I know it was brief, but it's important. So thank you for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.